So the Mishnah, as we've seen at the beginning of the fourth perek, establishes a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rav Yehuda about the latest time for Shachris. And the poskim seem to accept the sheet of Rav Yehuda's machmir, and the latest time for Shachris is Sof Dalet Shavos. On the other hand, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both accept the possibility that if you miss Dalet Shavos, you could daven up until Chatzos. You won't get Schar for Tefillah Vizmana, but you will get Schar for Tefillah Shachris. That's despite the fact that we paskin like a Yehuda that the latest time for Shachris is Dalet Shavos. And we discussed the great men. What? Who? Michael.
Wow,
how are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you. It's my son, Yoni.
Yoni, okay, you look familiar, Yoni. I don't know if I ever met you, but...
Have to move some chairs in there.
Thank you so much.
I'm getting all choked up here. Michael and I spent some time together. I still remember the Thursday nights. You remember?
Michael.
Yeah, those Thursday nights.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Fine. So let's take a look at Rabbi Yochanan on the first of the wide lines. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tov velo ispal arvis mispalel shachris shtayim. Now Rabosai, even though arvis and shachris that follows are both on the same day, correct? Because the night precedes the day, ayom holi chachar alayla, but what nevertheless is the inherent chidush here? Why is this something surprising, Rabbi Yochanan? What is it about Rabbi Yochanan that's a big chidush here?
Because it's only Rosh Hashanah.
Exactly. Excellent. Says Yechiel points out, I want to say Shalom Aleichem to Yechiel. We hope he'll become a permanent member here. I'm signing you up already because you got the answer to my first question. That's pretty impressive. Okay. So if you look at Tosus says the following. Even though Rav is of the opinion that Tfilas Arvis Rishus, and we'd somehow be inclined to reconcile this principle of Rav with the principle of Rabbi Yochanan, and that is because both are accepted lahalacha, so we would like to find some way of reconciling them. You know, on the one hand, you're telling me Tfilas Arvis is what? Is a Rishus. You shouldn't tell that to the young people, because if you tell them Tefillah Arvis Rishus, they might not show up at night. You know, the older people. You know what? Maybe we shouldn't tell to the older people either. On second thought, so we paskin like Rav that Tefillah Arvis is a Rishus. On the other hand, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that comes Shachris. If you missed Ma'ariv, you have to take advantage of the opportunity of a Tefillah Tashlumin. That seems a little bit paradoxical, you know, that you have a tefillah tashlumin that you have to take advantage of when you would never chayiv in the ikar at tefillah because we paskin tefillah arvis rishus. And the truth is that Tosis is not actually the first one to ask this question. The first one to ask this question is the Baal Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag, who came before Tosis. And he was so, impressed by this question that he said, that is Tfilas Arvis Rishus, that's what they asked the Bahag. So he said yes, and then he said no. So what happened to the Bahag? I mean, well, he said yes, and then he said no. He said that initially Tfilas Arvis was established as what? Only Rishus. But yet we accepted, but so why did the Bahag change his mind and say no, it's not a Rishus? Because Kibul al Atzmam Kechova. And this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, historically, according to the Bahag, only comes into play after we accepted upon ourselves Tfilas Arvis as a Chova. Now, you know, we've discussed in the past the question of what's the impact of Klal Yisrael accepting Tfilas Arvis al Atzmam Kechova? Does it change the nature of Tfilas Arvis and now it becomes a Tfilas Chova? Or no, it remains a tefilas nedava, tefilas rishus. And then Afkimini remembers what case? Who remembers the famous machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid? Yisrael, you remember that case? What happened? He was in the middle of Shemona Esrei. What did he remind himself? Again, it would never happen to you and me, right? He reminded himself that he already had davened. So the Rambam says in the case of Arvis, he can finish up the tefillah because tefillah's Arvis Rishus. And the Ravid said, wait a minute, we already accepted upon ourselves as a chovah. Okay, and here we have a famous chiddush of Rav Chaim Brisker, and we spoke about it at great length. But be that as it may, that's how far the Bahag goes with this kasha. Tosus doesn't seem to be, you know, that overwhelmed by this kasha. And Tosus answers, Yesh Lomar, Hodi Amrina Tfilas Arvus Rishus, Hainu Legabe Mitzvah Acheres. Really, Tfilas Arvus is a chova. What Rav meant, don't you get the sense here, you know, it's a little bit of a kvetched teretz here. Tosus says, V'dochak, I hear that, you know, Tosus doesn't need my ass cover. But V'dochak, Tosus says, you know, if you have a choice and you're in a bind because you can either fulfill a mitzvah, you know, your grandmother's not feeling too well and you want to visit her, or you could dab ma'ariv and it's an either-or situation. You have shalkayim shteyem. So which should take precedence? If it's a case of shacharis, if it's a case of mincha, your grandmother's going to have to wait. But if it's a case of ma'ariv, Tosfos says that a mitzvah acheres, whatever it is, Tosfos doesn't even grade the mitzvah. He says that's doche, the arvis of Rishus. Now, what that means exactly, I don't know. And B'li Neder, we're going to have to study this, as we say, under separate cover. But what I do want to point out to you is something in the Hemshech HaTosis that caught my eye. And he wants to suggest the following. Miyuim Icher Ad HaMincha. What happens if a person didn't take advantage of the possibility of a Tfilas Tashlumin in Shachris? He missed Ma'ariv. Now, when is the next Ona Hasmucha after Shachris? Mincha. So now what's happened is that we've passed not one Ona, but two Onos. The Tosfos says that's already too late. Avar Zmano Batel Karbono. Tosfos says, Umiyu im Icher Ad HaMincha Nire the Avar Zmano Batel Karbono Kevin Sheshah Kol Kach Uli Achar Shtei Tfilos Lo Matzinu Shetiknu Chachamim Lachzor Ulis Palel Im Shochach. So Rabosai, Tosfos comes up with the following principle, and it seems from the language of Tosfos that this is a big chiddush. You know, like Tosfos doesn't quote any sources for this, does he? That tefillas tashlumin is an opportunity, but it's only a one-shot deal. It only applies the first opportunity. We're not going to give you, you know, in baseball they give you three strikes, but here, you know, you've already done strike one. We'll give you strike two, but we're not going to wait till strike three. Are there any sports in which they only give you two strikes? I don't know. There must be something. Maybe in South Africa, is anything, Josh? Skydive. Oh, skydive. I don't know if you get strike two. You know, in skydiving, it's like Tatoi Gavar. That's the thing you were learning in Chul. You know, once you get down there that low, I don't know if you have another chance. But Now, Rabosa, if I were to ask you the following, I don't know if you took a look at the Ramakoma's page, Michael, you didn't get a chance, but where would I look to find some support that we paskin like this Tosfos? You see, if I'm an Ashkenazic Jew, so probably I'll follow Tosfos. But what if I'm a Sephardic Jew? Then I want to look where?
Rambam.
The Rambam, correct. And guess what? In this case, one of those rare occasions, you know, Tosfos Mechadish a Chiddush, he has no source for it. And the Rambam also adopts that Chiddush. You know, that's very, that's happy news. Happy news. But does that mean, by the way, that everyone's going to accept this sheet of Tosfos and the Rambam? No, not at all. So let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam says the following. Tavlos pala lot fila zu, velot fila smuchala. We gave him two opportunities. We gave him this tefillah bizmano. We gave him the next ona, tefillah smukhala. But he missed that one as well. Eino mishalem ela achrona bilvad. Tosfos, the Rambam says like Tosfos, Ketzad, tov lo spal lo shachris lo mincha is mispal arvis shtayim rishona arvis v'achron tashlumi mincha. So in this case, let's say he missed two tefillos. You know, now he's really striking out. So he missed both shacharis and mincha. Now he has an opportunity to make up what? In Meirev, by adding a sep in Meirev. Only mincha, not shacharis. That's not called tefillas mincha. Good. So now we have peace and harmony between Tosis and the Ram. But then we take a look at whom? At the Asogas HaRaivid. Says the Raivid. Okay, we're not going to go through every word of the Raivid now. I think we read this Raivid already last week, you may recall. And the Raivid basically says that no, you can allow not only a double smuchala, meaning you can jump ahead, but you can even have tashlumin bimuflagos. What does the word bimuflagos mean? Even far away. Again, he doesn't give you a limitation. You know, it'd be interesting, they say in Hilchas Shnayim Mikravecha Targum, you know, an Erev, you know, Erev Leil Simchas Torah, you can read through the whole Torah and make up for all year. I don't know if you could do that with all the tefillos. Again, if you've been laid back on both tefillos and Shnayim Mikra, you better have a long mishmar before Simchas Torah. And I'm going to dance on Simchas Torah, but... So the Rabbeinu Simcha in Agos Maimonios adds a qualification, and he comes up with a limitation rule. What's that? 11 days. Go figure that one out. 11 days. You're going to probably have to learn various sugyas in Shas here to explain Rabbeinu Simcha. But be that as it may, the joy here for us of Rabbeinu Simcha is that at least they gave you 11 days to make it up. You know, we're not going to wait till Simchas Torah, but we'll give you 11 days. Now, the truth is that this machlokus between Tosfos and the Rambam on the one hand, and the Raivid on Rabbeinu Simcha on the other hand, has to be understood. Why is it that the Rambam and Tosfos both put all their eggs into the tefillah smucha basket, whereas the other Rishonim, as we saw, the Raivid, the Muflagos, are much more laid back about it? They're going to give you license to have a tefillah tashlumin even down the line. But the truth is that I find a little bit of a, I don't want to call it a stira, but a problem, and this is where we closed last week, in the Raivid himself, Mineube. Because if the Raivid allows me to carry this joker card, this opportunity for Tfilas Tashlumin way down the line with Muflagos, why does he begin to analyze that Ona HaSmucha? And he has an Afgemina. What's the difference between the Ona HaSmucha? How could the next period of time for Tfilah, let's say if he forgot Meirev, and then he has Shacharis, you know, he can say, well, you know what? I have the opportunity of davening a second tefillah of shacharis to make up for Meirev that I missed. But, you know what? Who needs it? You know, I'm not in the mood for it. Let me wait till later on. And you would think that if tefillas tashlumin, according to the Raivid, lends itself to muflagos, then there's no significance to this, to the tefillah smucha, to that shacharis that came after the omission of Meirev. And yet, the Raivid adds a condition. And what is that?
Only toes.
Oh, no. But if Mitchie was what?
Remember
he was amazed. Then? So again, well, let's get the scenario. So he missed Meirev. Now he comes to Shacharis. And he deliberately decides that he's not going to take advantage of the opportunity of what? Of Tashlumin. Says the Raivid, then he's completely barred. We will not allow him henceforth to take advantage of that opportunity of Tashlumin. Now again, if we're on the turf of the Rambam and Tosfos, then the whole question is irrelevant, because if he didn't take advantage of the tefillah smucha for Tashlumin, he doesn't have another opportunity. We're only going to give him the tefillah smucha, not beyond. But according to the Raivid, and those who agree with the Raivid, that tefillah tashlumin applies even be muflagos. So what's so unique and what's so special about the tefillah smucha, the ona smucha? And if he was amazed, that's it. He blew it, as we say, and he can no longer take advantage of the opportunity of what we called tefillah tashlumin be muflagos. Josh?
In this sense, does he become a mezid as soon as he has knowledge of the fact that he...
We'll give him up until the end of the ona. So let's say, for example, in the case of Mayriv, we'll give him up until the end of the fourth hour. Now exactly, what's the status of the 2 hours between the end of the fourth hour? You know, I'll give you an easier example. Let's say, for example, he missed Shachris. And now he has the opportunity to add a tefillas, mincha b'toras, tashlumin. Again, which tefillah is going to come first? We're going to have a long discussion about that, the tefillas chov of mincha. Then he decides he's going to delay it. He delays and delays and delays, and then he decides at the very last minute before Shkia that he's going to take advantage of a tefillas tashlum. But if Shkia Sachama passes, and he deliberately decides he's not taking advantage of tefillas tashlumin at mincha time, then, says the Ravid, he's considered a mezid, and a mezid loses his, forfeits his rights for a tashlum. Okay. So far, so good, Josh? You want to ask a different question?
In that example, what I'm trying to understand is, let's say he realizes he missed Shachrit, let's say. He's got an hour break from work, and now he has to go back to work. So is he considered a mezid?
So that's a very profound question. And again, I want to welcome Josh officially. We hope he'll also be a permanent member this year. That's a sugi called Chiloso B'mezid V'sofa Ba'onis. Did you ever hear of the Sefer HaGuda? It's interesting. The Sefer HaGuda, which has nothing political in mind, was written at the time of the Rishonim. And the Sefer HaGuda says that even Bionis Biyom Achron, he's considered honest. So as long as he allows himself a slice of time at the end of the period, then if he becomes honest, he's, you know, circumstance beyond his control, he's unable to implement his chiyuv, he's considered an on. So if we go with the Sefer Aguda, then I think the answer to your question would be yes, he would not be considered amazing, he would be allowed to take advantage of Tashlum. Wait, just give me a few minutes to, because, you know, I want to just, you know, see if I can take advantage of whatever time we have. Rabosai, I would like to ask the following question. The Gemara says on Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis, you'll see it on the flip side of Yemar Makomos page if you happen to have it, that if a person left out Mincha on Shabbos and he wants to daven Ma'ariv twice on Motzei Shabbos, correct? The right way of doing it, you know, this we're going to get into the wrong way that he did it, but the right way of doing it would be to add Avdolah when? In the first tefillah, and that becomes his tefillas chova of Ma'ariv Bizmano, and then the second Ma'ariv he would omit Avdolah, and that becomes his tefillas tashlum. But what did he do? What he did was, he davened Ma'ariv Barishona, and instead of adding Avdolah Barishona, he davened Avdolah Bashnia. So basically, by setting up Avdolah Bashnia, I mean, we'll have to get into this, but he has now transformed the second Shmon Esrei into what? Into his Tfilas Chovah. So he's out of order over here. He began with the Tfilas Tashlumin, and then he went on to the Tfilas Chov. So he messed up the order. So the Brisa says that Tefillah Shnia also lo, Tefillah Rishona lo also. The first Tefillah is not valid, says Rashi. Why is that so? Rashi says, She'ein klum, on the fourth line down from the top, She'ein lo lahakdim Tefillah she'avar zmano, what we call Tefillah as tashlum, and Tefillah she'zmano achshav. In other words, if you take a look at the Ravid, the last line in the Ravid that we read before, and compare it to Rashi, Ravid says, "Kol ela tashlum shamu enam ela im tfilach rona sheba bizman ahol v'shas tfilahi." The Ravid and Rashi will complement each other. They're sort of two sides of the same coin, two halves of a whole, I guess you call it, where the Ravid points out that we're only going to give you the opportunity to take advantage of a tefillas tashlumin in context of and in conjunction with a tfilas chova bizmano. Correct? That's the rivet here. And that's what he calls Eina Elim Tfila Acher Shabbat Bizmano. And now the Rashi is adding another point over here. Namely, that it's not just Im Tfilas Chova at the time period of the Tfilas Chova, but the sequence is very critical. And the Tfilas Chova Bizmano has to come first, and following it, and only afterwards can you pray a tefillas tashlumin that's going to be valid. In this case, that he switched the order and he davened a tefillas chova second, and a tefillas tashlumin first, he is not yotze his opportunity of a tefillas tashlumin. And I don't understand why this is so. I can understand that you want to tell me that he's got to be in the mood for davening. You know, he's got to have his mind tefillah, nicha. But why is the sequence so critical? And question number three. So again, let's just summarize. We have two questions. Number one, the Ravid who insists that even though tefillas tashlumin is b'muflagos, but nevertheless, if you amaze it on the zman tefillas smucha, that's it. You can no longer take advantage of tefillas tashlumin b'muflagos. And number two, why is it that tefillas tashlumin must succeed a tefillas chova? Can it precede? It has to come second.
What you referred to as a matir. It's a matir.
Excellent. Okay. So we're going to come to that in a minute. But first, I want to ask you a third question. The Gemara here on Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis has two amoraim about the nature of tefillah. According to one opinion, it's tefillos avos tikkun. We go back to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. According to the second man, the Omar, the Gemara says tefillos keneged karbonim, keneged tmidim tikkun. Very strange. I don't have a Rambam here, Hilchos Malachim. I meant to bring it. And Shalom's in America. So if anybody wants to get me a Rambam, then Hilchos Malachim, that would be great. But if not, I'll just more or less summarize the Rambam Baal Peh. The Rambam opens up Hilchos Tefillah, and this is Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, I believe. Let me just move this for a second here, Yechiel, if you don't mind. And the Rambam is going to paskin what? Who remembers? Tiknu minyan ha-tfilos k'minyan ha-korbonos. Tfilas shachris, he says, k'neged tomid shel shachar. Tfilas mincha k'neged tomid shel bein arbayim. And then he goes on in halacha vav, Tfilas Arvus Keneged Evrei Tomid Shalbein Abarim Hamis Aklim Kol Halayim. So if I only had the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, I would raise the question, what compelled the Rambam to paskin like that man the Omar, that Tfilos Keneged Karbonos Tikkun? But I have a more serious problem, because the Rambam not here in Hilchos Tefillah, but the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim paskins that the Avos were metakin the Tefillos. And he goes through Avraham who's mesakin Shachris, and Yitzchak who's mesakin Mincha, and Yaakov Meiriv. And that, if you want to make a note of it, is Perek Tes Milchus Malachim Halacha Aleph. And the question is, how do we reconcile these two Rambams? You know, like Mimonashach, is he accepting the opinion that Tfilos Keneged Avos Tikkun, which seems to be reflected here in Perek Tes Mihilchos Malachim? Or is he accepting the opinion that Tfilos Keneged Karbonos Tikkun, as indicated by Perek Alf Mihilchos Milchus Tfilos? Fine. Okay. Now let's get moving over here. What is tefillah? I mean, this is like, you know, basics here. I'm sorry if I bore you with basics, but where is tefillah coming from? The Rambam is famous for opening on Milchus Tefillah, writing that mitzvah saseh lispala b'chol yom shenemar. What's the source for the mitzvah saseh, which Rambam counts in Taryag, of davening on a daily basis? V'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem. And what is avodah zu? It's tefillah. So the Rambam has a chiyuv of avodas Hashem zui tefillah. But that's not it. The game doesn't end here, because the Rambam goes on to say that we have on a daily basis a chiyuv karbon. First, tamid shel shachar, then tamid shel bein arbayim. And the Rambam says that we have to daven keneged karbonos. What does the word keneged mean, really? Can you give me an English word for the keneged? Not a literal translation, more of a conceptual translation.
Corresponding to.
Yeah, I was afraid you would say that. Okay, that's a literal translation. But conceptually, what does it mean, a tefillah that corresponds to shachar, to tamid shel shachar? Excellent replacement. That's the word I'm looking for, replacement. The Mikdash was charev, we no longer have the karbonos, but we have neshalma, parv spaseda, we can fulfill through tefillah, a bimkom karbon.
They didn't daven when they had karbonos, they didn't daven?
During the Karbonos period, the Rama might argue, we'll come back to this in a minute, that Tfilos Amos Tikno. That would be the Tfilos of the Amos. Do you follow what I'm saying? But we had the Karbonos, we had the Tfilos of the Amos, and then after the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, and we no longer have the Karbonos, then they were Metaken Tfilos Keneged Karbonos. So here's the question I want to raise with you. Okay. Is there some new din that emerges, a new halachic concept within the constellation of tefillah, that emerges as a result of tefillos keneged karbonos tikno?
Maybe the timing of
it? Exactly. Let's go back to the mitzvah of avadatem es Hashem Elokeinu. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah that on a daily basis you have to daven. But what's lacking here? Zmanei Tefillah. The Rambam, only when he gets up to Halacha Hey and he introduces the Halacha of Keneged Karbonos, Keneged Tmidim Tiknu, that's when the Rambam sees it fit to introduce the concept of Zmanei Tefillah. And I'd like to suggest the following. That even though the Rambam paskins tefillos avos tiknu, there's a fundamental difference between the takana of avos of shachris mincha mayru and the takana of the anshei knesset hagdola of keneged tmidim tiknu. What the avos were trying to do was to give us a framework, a structure, or what I call in brisket terminology a chefta shel tefillah, to fulfill what? The avadatem es Hashem Elokecha. In other words, the avos were not in the least bit interested in zmani atfila. That wasn't their, shall I say, their bit. You know, what was their thing? Their thing was to create the avodah shebelev in a very structured way. Avram is the midah of chesed. Yitzchak is the midah of din, or gvura, and Yaakov is the midah of emes, teferes, whatever it might be. Again, well, this is not a shir in Kabbalah, but I just want to point out that each one of the avos represents a different midah. And tefillos keneged avos tiknu means that the avos were mesaken a unique kind of fulfillment of avodah shebelev, each one of the avos respectively, connecting his particular individual midah with tefillah, with avodah. His avodah was a unique avodah. Avram had a unique avodah, etc., etc. That facilitates or embellishes, if you will, the kiyum d'oraisa of avodah shebelev. In other words, what the avos saw in front of them was avodah shebelev. They sensed that avodah shebelev is a little bit too generic, it's a little bit too unspecified. What they wanted to do was give what we call in Hebrew a dfus, some sort of embellishment and a specific framework to the avodah shebelev. So in the case of avos tiknu, we begin with what? We begin with Avodah Shebelev, the mitzvah d'oraisa. And what we end with is three different opportunities of how to fulfill Avodah Shebelev. Now, enter front stage, center stage, Tfilos Keneged Tmidin Tikkun. Here we start with a whole different concept. Just like Shachris is Machayev, a Tamid Shal Shachar, Mincha Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim, etc. The Karban itself is a result of Zman. We're not starting now with anything other than Zman. Again, while the Migdash stood, we're starting with which Zman? Zman HaKarban. After the Migdash fell, we translate the Zman HaKarban into Zman Tfilah. But everything in Hilchas Tefillah now, like in Hilchas Karbanos, is anchored in Zman. The Zman itself emerges as a generator of an obligation. At the time of the Migdash, the Zman would generate a chiyuv of Karban. After the destruction of the Migdash, the Zman would generate a chiyuv of what? Tefillah. Of Tefillah. Now, says the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Milchus Tefillah, Halacha Hey, forget about it, V'avadat Tevas Hashem Elokeichem for the time being. That mitzvah always lurks in the shadows, for sure. But now we have a different kind of a mitzvah. We have a mitzvah that is dependent upon Zman. Ad k'dei kach, that the Gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Chof entertains the possibility that women should be exempt from Tefillah. Because tefillah is now anchored in zmanei tefillah. That's the keneged karbanos tikkun. And perhaps, as Rabbi David said before, we can go even a separate, we can go beyond, okay? And that is, that tefillah needs what? Tefillah needs a matke. Now you might ask me, well, ve'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem, what could be a greater matke than the fact that Hashem tells you to serve Him? And the Sifri says, as the Rambam codifies in the beginning of the Tfilah, Ezi Avodah Shebelev Zui Tfilah, that itself should be a matir, because the Torah is obligating me in the mitzvah of Tfilah. That might have been true before the Churban HaBayis. But what the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah of Masakeh, after the Churban, was that Tfilah now has to be rooted in Keneged Karbanos Tikkun. And I'm convinced that that's why the Rambam omitted Avos in Hilchas Tefillah. He did not want to confuse us. He did not want us to be misled in concluding that since Avraham Avinu created an entity called Tefillah Shachris, we can take advantage of that entity and fulfill thereby the mitzvah of Avodah Zui Tefillah without the matir of Zmanei Tefillah. The Rambam established that until the Zman Tefillah emerges, until you have a right to say that you are offering this Tefillah as a substitute, a replacement for the Karban, you can't take advantage of that entity of Tefillah. What does the Torah tell us about Karbanos? The Torah tells us, V'hikriv es Karbano lifnei Hashem. A Karban is lifnei Hashem. Who gives you the right to stand lifnei Hashem? Mortal man who's here today and gone tomorrow, who's flesh and blood, who's limited and mortal. He's a Yelud Isha. No. What gives me the right to be omed lifnei Hashem is because the Torah commands the Jewish nation to bring a Karban lifnei Hashem. That status of amidah lifnei Hashem is generated by the Karban itself. But what happens after the Churban? And now Anshei Knesset Gedolah are in a mavoch. They're in a very confusing situation because we no longer have the ability of standing with Hashem, the amidah with Hashem. So what they did was they transferred the amidah with Hashem of Karban and they pasted it onto what? Onto Tefillah. Tefillah now becomes the amidah with Hashem. It becomes the matir. And if this be the case, Rabosai, I can answer our third question. If you remember, our third question was, why does the Rambam integrate two distinct shitos? He paskins on the one in Hilchas Tefillah, Tefillos Keneged, Tmidim Tiknum, and on the other hand in Hilchas Melachim, the Rambam codifies the halacha of Avos Tiknum. The answer is that true Avos Tiknum, and that was all fine and dandy as a method and a means to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Avaditim as Hashem Elokeichem. But now, says the Rambam, halacha lemaisa, take a look at Ilchas Tefillah, and it's Tefillah keneged Karbonos Tiknum. It's the Zman HaTefillah that generates a chiyuv of Amida Lifnei Hashem to replace the Karbon. There's no Amida Lifnei Hashem without the Zman Tefillah. And if that be the case, perhaps we can answer question number two. I'm going backwards in order. And that is, why does a Tefillah's Tashlumin have to be attached to a tefillas chova bizmana? It's an amazing chiddush here in Rav Kivega. I wanted to read to you Rav Kivega. I think I had it on the previous. Oh, is it here? Here it is in the middle of your page. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hada mashlim hatfilah. This is in Hilchas Tefillah, Simon Kufches. Hada mashlim hatfilah shehifsid. Dafka bizman tefillah. I will be sure Shane's man tefillah low. Good, sure. We need a sure of Zman tefillah. That makes sense. Again, I would emphasize and bold those words, Zman tefillah. Without Zman tefillah, there's no possibility of a tefillah's tashlumin or any tefillah for that matter. But then he writes, in the then the Gilead Rabbi Kvega writes, Hainu, Shiehei, Samachla, Lachreha. I'm sorry, I apologize, there's a word missing here. Miyad. When do you daven the tefillas tashlumin, says Rabbi Kiveger? Miyad, immediately after the tefillas chova. What does it mean? Rabbi Kiveger is looking for a matir for tefillah. Okay, as far as this shas chiyuv, this man chiyuv, to replace the karbon, engenders a matir. But as far as tashlumin is concerned, what engenders the matir? You and I might have said, well, the general mitzvah of Yavaditim is Hashem Elokeichem. But apparently, you see that the halacha did not accept that approach, that the Yavaditim was replaced by a more necessary structured matir of Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. It's only when you are bringing the carbon, in inverted commas, that's when you can be Omeid Lifnei Hashem. Instead of being Omeid Lifnei Hashem the carbon, you can be Omeid Lifnei Hashem Tfilah. Oh, if that be the case, says Rabbi Kvega, you need what we call a tag on. You can have your Tfilah's Tashlumin and be Matir Amida Lifnei Hashem as long as you're standing Lifnei Hashem. Well, what gave me the right to stand with Hashem to begin with? The answer is because now I'm being misfollowed tefillas chova. It's in the Zman tefillah. Once I have this Zman tefillah, now I'm omeid lifnei Hashem b'toras chiyuv Zman tefillah, and I can add on another omeid lifnei Hashem, and that's what? That's a tefillas tashlumin. And Rabbosai, take a look at what the Rambam says about a tefillas nidova. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud sees Tfilas Nadova as very problematic. You and I might have thought, well, why can't I just get up and daven? Azoy, you know, it's Shabbos. Maybe the Tzibur is in the mood to add another Tfilah. Let's daven a Tfilas at Tzibur b'Toras Nadova. And all of a sudden, the Rambam clamps down on us and puts all sorts of restrictions about a Tfilas Nadova. The Rambam, first and foremost, completely rejects the possibility of a tzibur gathering together for a tefillas nedava. It's not acceptable. It cannot exist. Number two, the Rambam says that there's no such thing as a tefillas nedava, neither on Shabbos nor on Yontif. He quotes the Gaonim. The Rambam therefore says there's no tefillas nedava as far as Musaf is concerned, meaning after Shabbos, you realize you didn't daven Musaf, it's Motzi Shabbos, you can't daven a replacement of the Karban Musaf. Why? Why all the strictures and limitations on a Tfilas Nedava? After all, Rabbi Yochanan is famous for saying, Halavaish Yispal Adam Kol Yom Kulo. The answer is, because you need a matir. Yes, Kol Olam Kulo, but only if there's a matir of Omeid Lifnei Hashem. Says the Rambam, Tfilas Nedava also has a Zman Tfilah. What is the Zman? What determines or generates the Zman Tfilah as far as Nedava is concerned? Again, let's go back to the Beis HaMikdash. The Zman of Nedava. Says the Rambam, you know what? there's not always a carte blanche, an extension of Zman Tfilas Nedava. The Zman Tfilas Nedava is also limited. It doesn't apply on Shabbos and Yontif. There's no carb on Nedava on Shabbos and Yontif. Not only that, the Tzibur could never ever bring a carb on Nedava. A carb on Nedava is only Shaykh by a Yachid. And furthermore, once the Zman Musaf passes, you want to now say that you're going to be Omeg Betfila to replace what? The Karban Musaf. There's no Zman Karban Musaf. So all these restrictions in the Rambam are indicative of the fact that Tfila has to come at Zman Karban. And without the Zman Karban, who are you to apply the principle of Ani Nikrav Lifnei Hashem, I want to be Omeg Lifnei Hashem. And perhaps in that light we can understand the Ravid. This was our first kasha. The Ravid says that there's a separate halacha here in the Zman Tfila Hasmucha. Even though, again, the Ravid insists that Tashlumen can be fulfilled b'muflagos, as long as you daven first and foremost the Tfilas Chova, and then you tag on, according to Rav Kivega Miyad, you tag on the Tfilas Tashlumen. But nevertheless, the Ravid says that every Zman Tfila is a Machayev unto itself. Every single period of time engenders its own Zman Tfila and its own Chiyuv Tfila. Says the Ravid, you know what? There's a halacha in Hilchas Tashlumin that Mezid is Mafkia Amati. We have a Matilis Palel. But once you become a mezid, then you forfeit your stature and your ability to take advantage of a matir. The Chachamim established a tefilas nedava with certain restrictions. And the most fundamental of those restrictions, as we said before, is that you have to attach your tefilas tashlumin to a zman chova. Every single zman engenders its own chova and is an entity in halacha by itself. And therefore, the Ravid is willing to allow you to daven a tefilas tashlumin b'muflagos and attach it even down the line to a zman and a tefilas chova. You're already omeg with Hashem. You can continue with a tefilas tashlumin. But says the Ravid, the first ona hasmucha has a separate status. That halacha was formulated by the Rabbanah. That tefilas tashlumin you can take advantage of, you can avail yourself of that opportunity, but only if you're not a mezid. Once you're a mezid, that's it. You forfeit your right to take advantage of a tefilas tashlumin, and you no longer have a matir. As long as you're a shogeg, you're a toer, and it's a zman tefilas chova, even b'muflagos, you're omeg lifnei Hashem and a tefilas chova b'zman, and now you can take advantage, you're a shogeg, you're a toer of this matir, tag it on to the tefilas chova b'zmana and daven it tefilas tashlumin. But once we give you the status of amazing, why didn't you take advantage? That's how the Chachamim established of the first ona smucha. Again, if you weren't aware of it, you know, you remembered, you reminded yourself a day later, that's a different story. But the Ravid's talking about a case kisha nizkar. Let's look at the Ravid's language. He reminded himself at that very ona smuchala, meaning here's the first opportunity that goes by. Velo hishlim is eno mash. Why did they should betail the mezid? What's the key word in the Ravid? Betail. What does betail mean? Betail means he was mavatel the matir. Once you are mavatel the matir, you take on a status of a mezid. And the Ravid insists that from now on, you can no longer take advantage of a tefilas tashlumin. What happens, Rabosai, if he was unaware of the fact that he omitted that tefilah in the onas smucha, and then a half a day later he reminds himself, well, I didn't daven? Then the Ravid says, all the onos ha-tefilah are one and the same. It's one long, continuous heft of zman, and as long as you have a tefilah of zman b'chova, you can attach a tefilas tashlumin. But says the Ravid, that first onas smucha, which challenges you, while you're an omeg lifnei Hashem, to take advantage and avail yourself of the opportunity to extend your amida lifnei Hashem, and you deliberately decide not to do so, we clamp you with a chalashem mezit, And therefore the mezid now is mafkia the matir as far as tefillah of tashlumin from now on. And if this be the case, Rabosai, then perhaps we could shed a new light on Tosfos here. Dibra Mastil Iboilet. Let's take a look on Daf Chavav and Aleph. Tosfos Dibra Mastil Iboilet. What is the Tosfos trying to add over here? Tosfos says, you remember the Gemara vacillates back and forth as to whether Tefillas Tashlumin is meaningful only on the same day, or it could apply even extending Tefillas Tashlumin to the next day. Correct? Do you remember this, Rabosai? What happens if he wants to add now what? Another tefillas ma'ariv? Do we apply the principle of Ovar Zmano is batel karbono? And that's what we discussed. You remember, Rabbi, that we talked about the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, that the Rambam combines the two tmidim into one mitzvah, integrating them into one mechayev. The day itself is mechayev two karbonos, and therefore within the context of the day, you're in the same mechayev. Now the tefillas chova can be a matir. So if you forgot shachris and you're davening mincha, you're still within the same day, the same mitzvah, the same chova, and therefore you can tag along while you're omei lefei Hashem a tefillas tashlumin of mincha, meaning a tefillas tashlumin for shachris after mincha. Then Tosfos wants to know the following. What happens with regard to Zman Musaf? Let's say, for example, you left out Musaf and you reminded yourself it's already after Shabbos, correct? And now you want to be Mispal Arvis Shtayim, and the second tefillah should become a tefillas tashlumin for Musaf. Logically, it should be the same identical issue as the Gemara Ziboilu if someone left out Mincha. I mean, the question is, it's a different day, it's a different Machayev, and the whole nine yards, everything that we've discussed in the past. Tosa's name. Tosa says, with regard to Musaf, there is no Tashlum. And I thought that the reason why there's no Tashlum for Musaf, before I saw this Tosfos, is because Tfilas Tashlumin falls into this more general category of Tfilas Amatir. In other words, once you have a Matir, you could be Mispal. Again, you don't have the Zman Chova. That's Tfilas Tashlumin. But in the case of Musaf, I don't know if Musaf can fall back into the general Patpori, you know, this undefined, unspecified Tfilah, which is called V'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem with the matir of the Zman Chova. And in fact, Rabosai, I may have omitted mention that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs emphasizes the need for a Zman Chova. Now, where would I look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs if I want to see if when the Rambam codifies the mitzvah of Avodah Shebelev, he limits himself to the karbanos, that the karbanos are the entire underlying structure or matir for tefillah. Where would I find that? Does anybody know which mitzvah that is? Hey, correct? Ah. But here the Rambam fooled us. And it's only in mitzvah Yud, in the 10th mitzvah, that the Rambam speaks about tefillah keneged karbanos tikkun. What's the story in Mitzvah Yud? Do you remember, Rabbi, what is Mitzvah Yud? Mitzvah Yud is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So you might not have known to look into Mitzvah Yud. In Mitzvah Yud, he speaks about the fact that Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and Nosna Torah Kevah L'Tfilah L'Kriyat Shema, and the Torah itself gave a kvius to the Zman of Kriyat Shema. Now, Rabbi say, what happens when the Torah itself gives a zman kviyus, like in the case of Kriyat Shema? Torah says that you can daven, you can recite Kriyat Shema shel shachas b'shalbecha b'kumecha and so on and so on. What are we missing? What is going to be lacking? Tashlumin, correct? Because we don't find Tashlumin for Kriyat Shema. Or maybe we do, I don't know. But at least here in the Rambam says, Nasnu chachamim kviyas man litfila. Ah, so again, how does this inyan of kviyas man creep into the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs? He's trying to explain why tefillah, in contrast to Kriyat Shema, has the possibility of perhaps an expanded definition. He writes, Klomar, Zmani tefillah eino min haTorah. In other words, what the Rambam established at the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah is that we don't have Zmani Tefillah, we just have a mitzvah d'oraisa of Avodah Shebelev, correct? And that's Chayav Adam L'spalel B'chol Yom, but there are no Zmani Tefillah. So the Rambam is very consistent, and he writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs that as far as Zmani Tefillah are concerned, we're dealing with Eder Rabbanon. Once the Rambam establishes that Kriyat Shema has specific zmanim, there's b'shalbachov kumecha, but tefillah, as far as the Torah is concerned, doesn't have specific zmanim, but it's the Rabbanon who instituted specific zmanim, the Rambam at this point, the Rambam is very curious, he has questions. What question arises in the mind of the Rambam? You know, in America we say, and maybe also in South Africa, I don't know, we say, leave well enough alone. Right? If the Torah did not establish Zmanei Tefillah, why should the Chachamim get involved in this issue? Oh. And here's what he says. He writes, HaChachamim Sidru La, meaning for Tefillah, Zmanim, V'zeu Amram, and this is what the Gemara tells us, Tefillos Keneget Tmidim, Tiknum, Klomar, Sidru Zmaneha Bizmani Hakrova. What does the Rambam seem to indicate here? What exactly did the Chachamim add when they established that Tfilos Keneged Karbanos Tiknum? What did they add? Zmani Tfilo. Again, the whole context of the Rambam is to try to explain why are there Zmani Tfilo. In Kriyat Shema, the Torah itself determined and organize Zmani Tefillah. But in, right, that's Kriyat Shema, but in Tefillah, the Torah didn't do so. No, in the absence of doing so, where does this Zmani Tefillah institution come in from? Where did it fall in from? Me'ayin zeh nafal? The answer is the Chachamim established Zmani Tefillah. Why did they do such a thing? Oh, says the Rambam, that's the essence of what we mean when we say Tefillos Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. Klomar, says the Rambam, Sidru Zmaneha Bizmaneya Karbonos. The Chovasman Tfila is a result of the Chovasman Karbonos. No. So if that be the case, Rabosai, we understand the Hamamin as far as Noshim are concerned, right? Because if you're telling me that the whole nature of Tfila now, as established by the Chachamim, is because of the Zmane Tfila, and it's the Zman itself that sets up the Tfila, then what happens to Noshim regarding a mitzvah which is set up by Zman? That's called Zman Groman, women Shipturos. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah Zu, Ein Noshim Chayolos Ba. And the Magen Avraham took the Rambam literally, and he said that women are not chayiv in tefillah. And the Shagas Aryeh, you remember we discussed this, goes ballistic, how can women not be chayiv in tefillah? And the Shagas Aryeh goes to the other extreme, he says women are not only obligated in tefillah once a day, they're obligated in tefillah thrice a day, three times a day. Once the Chachamim established Mani tefillah to replace the Karbon, is women are exempt, women are obligated in tefillah. But what about Musaf? Tosus says, with regard to Musaf, there's no tefillahs tashlumin. Lo tiknu sheva bracha shal Musaf, ela mishum, unashal meparim svaseinu. Ubazev vadai ovar zmano batel karbonos. Now wait a second. I don't get it. We just finished saying that all the tefillos were established keneged karbanos. And nevertheless, we're going to allow you to avail yourself of Tefillas Tashlumin if you miss the Zman Karman. Why not apply the same logic to Karban Musaf? In the other tefillos, you're not going to say Avar Zmano Batal Karbano. We're going to allow you to be Mekayim a Mitzvah of Tefillas Shalom Zmano through Tashlumin. Why can't we do the same thing with regard to Musaf? And that's how we paskin lahalacha, that there's no such thing as tashlumin
for
Musaf. So the answer is, Rabosai, in these three words that Tosus says, Unishalma Parmsvasi, it means the following. That with regard to all the other tefillos, there are two dimensions to tefillah. There's the tefillah d'oraisa of Yavaritem. Then there's the keneged karbonos tiknu. Those two dimensions, those two elements exist simultaneously with regard to every tefillah except for one. And what's that?
Musaf.
Musaf only has the second element. It's only keneged karbonos tiknum. And the nafkamina is going to be the following. When you have other tefillos and there's a generic kiyum of avodas Hashem, there's an institution called tashlumin that, of course, I need a matir, but once this man chiyuv tefillah has emerged, and now I stand in front of Hashem as a mispal, I can now attach what? A tefillah tashlum b'toras v'avaditim is Hashem alakechem, a kind of generic tefillah. Tosus calls it tefillah rachmeninu, it's rachmanus, we need compassion from Hashem. But in the case of Musaf, where I don't have the concept of generic tefillah, there's no avodas Hashem generic for Musaf. Musaf exhausts itself in what dimension of tefillah? Kineged karbonos tiknu, as Tosfos quotes the pasuk l'shalom parnas v'aseinu, it's a replacement for the karbon. Ah, says Tosfos, the nafkamina is going to be that whereas with regard to other tefillos, despite the fact that avar zmano batal karbono, but we still could fall back into the concept and the kiyum of avodah shebalev as a generic tefillah, with regard to Musaf, all we have in Musaf is in the Shalom of Parm Swaseinu. And then you don't have Yavartim as a Shem Lekechma as a generic kiyum of Avodah Shevalev, and therefore the principle of Orizmano Batal Karbono applies. Nu, if that be the case, what would you say about Musaf as far as women are concerned? Should women be obligated to feel as Musaf? Because again, women have a generic tefillin, even if they don't have the zmane tefillah, right? As far as zmane tefillah is concerned, keneged karbonos, you can argue that it is a zman grama. That could be a possibility. That's how the Magen Avraham understood it, at least, right? But with regard to Musaf, where you don't have this generic avodas Hashem, all you have is zmane tefillah. It becomes a classical case of what?
Of
mitzvah seishas man grama, says Rabbi Kiveger in Aruch Chaim Hilchos Tefillah Siman Chuvav, women are exempt from tefillas musaf, which is very paradoxical. Rabbo said most of the women don't get to davening at but that's what it says in Rabbi Kiveger. So Rabbi Kiveger understands that musaf is not tefillah rachmeninu. It doesn't come under some generic kiyum of tefillah per se, avodas Hashem. It only comes under Nishalma Parm Svaseinu, Kineged, in this case, Musaf, Kineged Kar Musaf. Yo, women are not part of Tfilas Musaf, it's a Chov Zman, and therefore it's a Zman grown. But you know what? Rabbi Kiveger goes a step further. Very fascinating. Rabbi Kiveger quotes a sugya in Tamid, which is called Noshim Eino Shoklos. You know that we take a collection called the Machzis HaShekel. And where does that shekel go? Where does that Machzis HaShekel go? For karbonos. It goes to the Trumas HaLishka, from which we buy the karbonos tzivur. Women do not have to come forward, even single women, divorced women, and pay the Machzis HaShekel. Is memela when it comes to a karbon tzivur, they're not part of the chiyuv of a karbon tzivur. Otherwise, they should be shoklos. They should be chayoros in the shekel. But Rabosai, the entire structure of Rabbi Kiveger, from beginning to end, from A to Z, is all predicated on one premise, and that is that there's no tefillah rachmeninu with regard to karbon musaf. But I ask you, Rabosai, the following question, and with this we'll conclude the shiur, because there's an unbelievable balamor that I want to share with you, and I think it's on your page. Ask the following question. Again, let's fast forward now, or rewind, whichever way you want to go, to Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, where do we pray Malchi Zichronos Shofros, and where do we blow the shofar? Musaf time. In fact, among some Ashkenazic Jews, we blow the shofar in the Tefillas Musaf itself, in what we call the Shtil Shmon Esrei. We don't even wait for Chazoras HaShachas. But be that as it may, let's say your minhag is not like those Ashkenazim, not like the Sfaradim who blow during the silent Shmon Esrei, you blow the shofar in Chazoras HaShachas. But which Chazoras HaShachas? Musaf. I got a better idea. Rabbi, which principle should we apply here? Zrizim Makdim L'mitzvahs. Correct? And if Zrizim Makdim L'mitzvahs, what would be a better tefillah candidate for shofar blowing? For Malchus Shachris. Why delay it? The Gemara talks about Sakana, and the Gemara talks about the new Xeris against the shofar blowing. You'll take a look in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel if you're interested. And therefore, we're going to fake out the officials so they don't see, and they're going to come Shachris, they won't see that we're blowing the shofar, and they'll go home, and they'll chepanish with the Yidden, they'll leave out with the Jews. But what about a situation in which we don't have shofar blowing in Musaf? Then we should go back to Shachris, right? For at least Malchus Zichronos Shofros. What day am I talking about? Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyos Shabbos. So this, we suspend the blowing of the shofar. Now let's go back to Zrizim Akdim L'mitzvahs. So the Baal Amor says that Tfilas Musaf has a very unique role. And that's fascinating to me. Because he quotes a Medrash. And the Medrash, I thought I had it on the page, but of course I may have forgotten it. Tainus. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of Tainus. The Baal Amor. Oh, you have it. So the Baal Amor says, Medrash Agada Matzasi. Medrash Agada is an old Yemenite Medrash that's rarely quoted in a halachic context. But of course the Baal Amor is not impressed by that because he was always a revolutionary. That's the greatness of the Baal Amor. He wasn't impressed by anything. He was the first one to puncture the balloon and write a critique on the riff, that it was unheard of for anyone to do such a thing. And so much for that the Ramban had to fight a holy war against it. He wrote the Melchemes Hashem. Ubemedrash Agada Matzasi Lefishein Daito Shalodim Is Yashchevusov Elabit Filas Musaf. Epsal Hagansa Shtikel Torah here about Musaf. Dichsiv. The Medrash quotes a pasuk in Tanakh. I didn't get a chance to look up this pasuk. If anybody has a chance. If you don't find it, we'll use Bar Ilan and cheat a little bit. We'll find the pasuk, and it says Shmana Shima Hashem Tzedek Hakshiva Rinasi, and the Medrash goes through every single word in this pasuk, and the Medrash says that when it comes to Tzedek, Zut Filas Musaf. Why? Because Tfilas Musaf is a Tfilah Milfanecha Mishpat Ayetze, that the time of Mishpat and divine judgment is what? Is Musaf time. And that's why, says the Baal Amor, Shofar is absolutely appropriate for Tfilas Musaf, and we can add and expand on the Baal Amor. Therefore, Malchi Zichronos Shofros, as a replacement for shofar in the case of Shabbos, or as an enhancement to the shofar, we would say, in every other case of Rosh Hashanah during a weekday, all that is a reflection of the fact that Milfanecha Mishpat Hayetze, that this pasuk is referring, according to the Medrash, to Musaf. But look, Rabosai, the Medrash specifies Tfilas Musaf, that shofar and Malchi Zichronos Shofros is unique in its connection to Musaf. Rabosai, I ask you the following.